Yeah, absolutely. Over the moon, really. I think it's just been to be asked to do it is a real honour. Having been at the club since I was 10 years old, to get the opportunity to do it makes me feel very proud. Obviously, growing up, you know, the likes of Dermot Reeve, Tim Munton, all these guys, you know, watch them as a kid, and that's what you want to emulate at some point. So to have that opportunity now to do that, I feel very proud.
You'll be delighted to have your predecessor, Varun Chopra, in the side as an opening batsman. He can do that job terrifically. Have you spoken to him about his decision?
Yeah, obviously, it was for me, when I first found out, it was obviously a little bit of a shock. Now to take over, it's only been a few days probably since I found out. So, you know, obviously thank Choppy for the work he's done over the last 12 months officially, and even the season before when he was doing the on-field stuff as well. He did a really good job. He wants to focus on his batting and scoring runs, which, as we've seen from a lot of other players as well, that's the best asset for our side. Is if he's scoring big runs at the top of the order, then we'll be pushing for certainly the four-day trophy, and we'll be in other competitions as well. So that's his decision, and he's on board. And that's really good to have. It's been, I suppose, a quite straightforward changeover. Something that I probably wasn't expecting just now, but really delighted to take on, and you're looking forward to the challenges ahead.
It's important to stress that for you, this isn't England retirement by any stretch, is it?
No, it's not. And that was the first thing, you know, we sat down as a club when Dougie rang me. I needed to say, look, if you want me to take this on, then my international commitment, I still want to play. I still want to play next. I still want to get back in. I still want to play. If you're happy with that, and if I do miss a couple of games here and there, obviously with not playing one day in T20s anymore, from retiring from that it's only going to be 7 test matches. So there'll still be, you know, massive chunk of the summer that I'll be around. But if you're happy for me to miss the odd game here and there, you know, we'll have to come up with a plan. And they were very happy with that. I think, like, again, it's for me taking over is hopefully I will be, my experience of what I've had over my career will benefit the side that I'm involved in some of the decisions off the field now as well.
We've seen you captain the side before. You've done it at Lords. We've seen you do it in championship matches. You're quite innovative. You like to try things. You don't let the game sit, particularly in the championship, do you?
No, I mean, again, it's I want to have a bit of fun with it. I think the one thing I haven't sat down with all the players yet, but the one thing I want to get back to is having a lot of fun. I want to see our guys playing with enjoyment, and that's when you play your best cricket. And I think that's what I would try and captain like. Obviously, there's going to be some tough decisions on the way that you can only play 11 players, and you're very prepared to make those tough decisions if it's right for the team and the club. But it's enjoyment. It's all about going out there, having a bit of fun. We have to challenge. We have to think outside the box sometimes. But again, I'm very lucky that we've got a very good squad, a good first team squad, very experienced, with some talented youngsters that are going to push them underneath.